is important enough to need an emissary whose appearance tends to shock and frighten. Certainly, Jesus heading up to heaven after 40 days of showing himself resurrected among the disciples is a major event. The ascension is worthy of such messengers. But the angels really do not herald it. They're not there in advance. Jesus talks, then heads upward, and he is obscured behind a cloud, and then gone. And that is when the angels show themselves. They announce, "Why are you looking upward?" It seems like a fairly straightforward answer to that question. But the angels appear simply to say, "Nothing to see here. You can stop looking now." The event was big, but the angel's message almost seems like an afterthought, like turning the final page in a book and reading, "This page is intentionally left blank." And it seems hardly fair to begrudge the disciples their time spent staring slack-jawed upward. They have been rethinking a lot of things lately. They had followed a person they figured must be the Messiah, ready to bring in the rule of God over the world's empires. And then they watched as one of the world's empires speared Jesus dead, which interrupts those plans. And then they started to just see him coming around again to visit. A lot at first, and then from time to time, which was good, but confusing. And they prodded at his skin to figure out he wasn't just a ghost haunting them for screwing up the plan. And they ate together, bread and fish. And it was nice to eat fish with him again. When he was crucified, that was something they did not expect, was to be eating fish together. And they all love fish, they were raised on it, but they figure eating fish together is not exactly the long-term ultimate plan. So 40 days on, Jesus has been alive again a little while. It's been long enough after he died that they figure they can maybe talk about these things a little more, ask for details. Plus, 40 days is one of those nice, round, important numbers when things tend to happen. So they ask, "Is this the time? Is this when the kingdom will be restored to Israel?" They don't get to know the times or periods, he says. This response is not encouraging. If you ask, "Are we there yet?" one of the worst things you can hear is, "Who knows how long it'll be till we get there?" And then he tells them that they will be his witnesses, which sounds ominous because he's standing right there. Could he not be his own witness? Do the showing everyone the hands thing? And then he's rising upward, and they start to lose sight when the clouds roll in. And then even as they keep staring at that white, hazy patch, they don't see anything. Only exit, stage up, and he is not rolling back the clouds for an encore, even if the apostles clap hard. He is obscured and then gone. And they're looking up, and they can't see him. And the angels come to tell them, "Stop looking up here," because they won't. They won't see him. The day of ascension is usually a celebratory one on the calendar. It has long been one of the great joyous feasts of the church. "I go to prepare a place for you," Jesus says in the Gospel of John. But here in the book of Acts, the emphasis is much more on the "I go." This is a change. And humanly speaking, it is a loss in a certain kind of way. Perhaps the parting stands out more today than usual. This Sunday, on this year, finds the celebration of the ascension of Jesus scraping up against the planting of poppies for those who departed wearing the American uniform. It is for many the time when those absences open up raw again, when memories grow more bittersweet. I have known people who, at the loss of a loved one, had no doubts as to their loved one's blessedness and peace in the world to come. who feel still profoundly their closeness to their loved ones in God, and yet who still ache at their passing out of sight and away from the touch of their hands. Even Jesus felt such an ache and shed such tears by the grave of his dear friend Lazarus. The disciples were not grieving a death, but though they knew Jesus lived, they faced a parting and a confusing one. They would not know what it means for some time yet. After all, part of what is so unique about Jesus is that in him, God walked beside us, visible in human skin, seeing and being seen by human eyes, touched by human hands. After the Easter, the disciples had finally started to truly understand that, and now it was changing. And so they're not looking in his eyes anymore, and a lot of the questions they had about what would come next, or what they should do, or what the will of God was, they would have to find the answers with each other. They couldn't just look over their shoulder and say, "Hey, Jesus, what do you think about this one?" They had just gotten him back among them, and now he was going, hidden from view. If part of the good news is that he is Emmanuel, God with us, and suddenly they're looking up in a blank space in the sky, maybe they're wondering if they should rename him God somewhere over there. Because for human eyes, that is a loss, to no longer see bodily someone they so loved. For human ears, it is a loss to not hear the daily voice of someone who so loved them. Jesus goes to the right hand of the Father to accomplish a new and glorious purpose, to reign by the Spirit in the lives of the faithful. But for now, they are just standing looking upward, feeling an absence. They did not yet know how Jesus is not leaving them, not really, unseen as he is. But soon they would. They would grow in faith that they would see him with their eyes again one day when he stood upon the earth as he had stood before. And even before that, even in their daily living, they would meet him again in a way that they could not predict, in the Spirit of God descending like fire among them, moving their tongue with a new authority as they felt Jesus closer than their own heartbeat. And with him there, all heaven suddenly showing forth within them. And they would meet him again in the breaking of the bread as they said his words, "This is my body, this is my blood," and they would know he spoke truly. They would follow him to the utmost and learn to pray unceasingly, and they would be the body of Christ on the face of the earth. And years from that day when they had stood baffled on the ground, the question of the angels would ring out with the meaning they could not hear on that day. "Why do you stand looking upward?" Why indeed? They were looking where Jesus had been. They will meet him where he is. For though they did not know it, there is so much left to see. Amen.